The Washington football team has renamed itself to the Commanders, dropping its longtime moniker criticized as being derogatory to Native Americans. But it's been a long road to the new name. To explain how we got here, let's bring in Dave Briggs, a sports analyst. Dave, thanks so much for being here with us. It's taken about 18 months to get here.
Yeah, it's been a bumpy ride. It's been a long road for Washington, and that kind of fits the whole last 5 or 6 years for that franchise, formerly known as the Redskins. Anything Dan Snyder has touched in the last several years has not gone according to plan. They have taken a lot of time to make sure they get this right, to make sure that they're clear of any copyright infringement, which they did have some issues with, and to make sure they weren't offending anyone. I think they did finally come with the right name, which is the Washington Commanders, a nice, sleek, cool, marketable logo. And look, this is 2022. Americans can't agree the sky is blue right now. So team names, team uniforms, when they're changed, are never met with universal gratitude. But this one has been pretty well accepted. The only issue was they had a bumpy ride just getting it out. It was leaked in several instances. Joe Theismann, who was part of the announcement today, leaked it accidentally on a radio interview. Yesterday, news choppers were flying above the stadium and captured it already painted on the stadium's field. So it wasn't so smooth, but all this 6 months, a year down the line will be a non-issue. And I think this name will go over very well and will be accepted by the entire Washington football team, now Commanders community. I think they did a good job. Unfortunately for them, they will end this week in the nation's capital. Not talking football, they're going to be dragged before Congress to talk about the Dan Snyder team owner's sexual harassment scandal. Carolyn Maloney wants to talk to the Redskins about how that was handled. So this is a tough week for the Redskins to roll this out, in particular, given the Flores news of a class action lawsuit that really got buried.
Yeah, right. It did. I want to ask you more about that lawsuit from Flores in a moment. But back to the Commanders, we have to get used to saying that it really has been the world's worst kept secret. At least they're keeping the same colors. I guess now all they have to do is win, right? Because they posted 5 consecutive losing seasons. They haven't, I think, won a playoff game since 2005. What do their prospects look like?
Yeah, and you know what's really the tough thing to swallow for fans of that team is they've seen all their former coaches go on to so much success in other markets. Sean McVay, who's coaching in the Super Bowl for the Rams, he's a former coach. Kyle Shanahan is a former Redskins coach. They are all over the league finding success in half a dozen markets while the Redskins continue to burn through coaches and quarterbacks. So that's really the issue for any team struggling. One, do you have a quarterback, which they have not in several years? And two, do you have the right man leading your program, which they have not for quite some time. Now, Ron Rivera's done a nice job so far, the former Carolina Panthers head coach, one of the minority hires in the league. But you have to have both, and right now it's not certain if they have either. Yes, once you win, no one cares what your team name is. They would happily accept Washington football team if that team were in the playoffs. But this name will go well. They're just going to have to really clean up the culture that starts with Dan Snyder, then get themselves a quarterback, which is not an easy task in the NFL right now.
That it is not. All right. Want to get to that lawsuit now from the former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores. So he's bringing this suit that I believe he wants it to be a class action lawsuit. I don't know if anybody else has jumped on board here, but he's alleging that the NFL still discriminates against black candidates. And I know the burden of proof here is really on Flores. He was a head coach. So I'm wondering what sort of evidence he's going to be able to bring that shows that, you know, he was never really a legitimate candidate for other jobs or that he was discriminated against.
Yeah, I think this is tough. I called several attorneys about this morning. All of them universally agreed, a half dozen, said the legal bar here is just far too high unless there's some smoking gun out there that they're unaware of, because it would be impossible to prove racism and discriminatory practices unless there are emails, unless in the discovery process of this, what he hopes to be a class action lawsuit, you never know what's turned up in discovery. Let's turn back to that Dan Snyder investigation. There are hundreds of thousands of pages of emails that the commissioner could release Would he release them? I don't know. Could the court compel him to release emails from all of the league's 32 owners? If he does that, the discovery process could get very ugly. And that's what's interesting for Flores. Many people feel he was going to get one of the open jobs in the NFL, which there are still five, including Miami. I think he would have nailed one of those jobs because he did a great job with Miami. He's universally respected. The players love him. He won seven straight games after losing seven straight games. But he acknowledged this morning, I may not get a job. It's a big risk. This is bigger than football. I have to take this on. Now, there is no doubt the Rooney Rule has been a failure. It is a joke. The text exchange that was released with Bill Belichick is really harmful for the New York Giants. It shows they were going to interview Brian Flores, and it didn't matter that they had already made their decision as to who they hired before even interviewing Flores, which was part of the Rooney Rule to satisfy that requirement that it says you have to interview a minority candidate for a GM or head coach job. I'm just going to float a theory here that I frankly believe, and I've heard from NFL insiders. Did Bill Belichick do that on purpose? That's the smartest guy in professional sports today, with all due respect to the rest. I've covered him personally. I know him personally. He never makes a sloppy mistake like that. He had a bit of an axe to grind with the Giants because they just fired his friend and former coach, Joe Judge. How would he text the wrong Brian some news that no one in the league at that point had? How'd he get that news? And how would he really text the wrong Brian? Did Belichick want to get at the Giants? And maybe he wanted to bring up this discussion. The Rooney Rule has been a failure. There is one black head coach among 32 teams in a league that is 70% players of color. It's been a big problem for decades.
Yep, a big problem and definitely some unanswered questions still there. All right, we will leave it there. Dave Briggs, sports analyst, thank you so much for your time.